Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley, and last episode we finished up the Invasion crossover episodes. Now today we're going to head into the Crisis on Earth X. So we're going to start with Supergirl Season 3, Episode 8, Crisis on Earth X, Part 1. So the episode opens up with Earth X, and we see it's very heavy on the Nazi symbolism. We see an archer that goes in and takes out a bunch of guys at a warehouse, and then we get a Earth X version of James Olsen as the Guardian, and he actually gets a really cool line where they're talking about the American flag, and James says, you know, it still means something, and the Dark Archer says, yeah, it's a target, and he shoots him and kills him. It's a good little opening, good little tease to what we're gonna see, and then we kind of move into establishing the rest of the characters, the teams. So we get the Flash versus King Shark, which was nice to see. I forgot about King Shark. I liked the anytime they did King Shark on the Flash. The CGI here doesn't look that great, but I mean they do get better, and it was only for a quick shot. And of course, Iris is concerned about everybody not RSVPing to their wedding, and so we kind of get a little montage of Oliver and Felicity talking about RSVPing while Oliver's fighting some ninjas, and then we get the Legends team in like 18 something England talking about going to the wedding also. And I just like Martin Stein is like so offended that they didn't RSVP. Like he's all, it's protocol, it's what you do. It was funny. And then of course we head on over to Supergirl's Earth, and she and Alex are a bit depressed, you know, because Alex and Maggie broke up and Supergirl's mad at Mon-El for being married. And so they're like depressed, but then they think, oh, you know, well, let's go have fun at a wedding and maybe it'll not make us depressed anymore about our love lives. So, and then of course we get a cool little credits. We get this new credits for the Crisis crossover. Before they would just be, you know, quick little Flash credits or, you know, whatever the actual episode show was, and then sort of layered the other episode credits over it. But this was like a whole new credits with all the shows, all the Crisis. And so, real quick before we get into it. So I've been monitoring how the Crisis, the crossover episodes have been, you know, increasing since the first crossover, Flash vs. Arrow, and they've just gotten bigger and bigger, but they've always seemed very a part of their shows, that they're each episode, like, for instance, Invasion, the Flash episode of Invasion was very much an episode of the Flash, the Arrow episode was the 100th episode of Arrow, and the Legends episode very much felt like an episode of Legends. But the Crisis on Earth X is a little bit different, because it really is just one whole four-part miniseries almost. And you really could have, you know, this first episode didn't have to be an episode of Supergirl. It could have been, you know, an episode of The Flash, seeing as it's The Flash's wedding. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it didn't have to be, you know, specific show episodes. It really is just one crossover that just spans these four shows. And it's really great, and it's really a great evolution of how they've done the crossovers. Now here in the opening on the Supergirl's Earth, we get a good little callback to the Dominators from the Invasion crossover. We have Supergirl fighting one of the Dominators, and she says, they're so last year. So it's a good little callback to the Dominators crossover, because I totally did not remember ever seeing the Dominators again. It's just a quick little cameo. And then of course we get into everybody showing up in Flash's Central City, prepping for the wedding. We get a nice little moment with the girls all at the nail salon, and Kara breaks the little nail file because her nails are so strong. And it's just a nice little moment, the girls talking about the wedding, and, you know, Iris is questioning Felicity if they're going to get married. You know, as a girl, it's a nice little girl moment. But then, of course, we get the guys' moment with Barry and Oliver, you know, getting fitted for their tuxes, which is really nice. And, of course, Barry's very scared about giving his vows to Iris. He doesn't know what to say, even though he wrote this, like, 33-long page, he said. And it's a really great moment between Barry and Oliver. You know, it shows how far they've come since that first crossover episode, where very much Barry was, you know, looking up to Oliver as the mentor and very new. And so it's nice here they get this good little moment where Barry gives Oliver some advice, and Oliver says, I thought I was the all-knowing mentor. And Barry says something about, oh, I catch up. And it's a good little nod to how far they've come in their relationship, and now they're sort of more on equal footing as superheroes go. You know, Barry doesn't sort of look up to and idolize Oliver as much. They're very much equals now. So it's really nice seeing how their relationships have evolved since that first crossover, really. I like it a lot. And then, of course, Barry tells Oliver that, you know, he and Oliver will get a happy ending eventually, which is a little bit bittersweet because we know the Crisis on Infinite Earths is coming up. And, of course, Barry is destined to die in that. And then Oliver also has to sacrifice himself. And so it's kind of an interesting little reflection. Like, did they know that they were going to do that when they put this little seed into the Earth-X crossover? Is that something that they just built off years later? It's a little sad, you know, but it's a good little moment here. I love anytime Barry and Oliver just get to have conversations about life. It's great. And then, of course, we get the Firestorm team of Professor Stein and Jax, and Cisco and Harrison Wells have invented a cure for them to separate them from the Firestorm Matrix, so they will no longer have the superpower. They no longer have to merge with each other. You can see on Jax's face that he does not really want this, but how excited Martin Stein is. It's a good little moment. I love having Harrison Wells from Earth 2 here again. He's probably my favorite version of Harrison Wells. So it's good seeing that. And of course we get, you know, a little bit with Caitlin and Professor Stein. And I love their relationship also. They have a very, you know, as to where Oliver and Barry are very much mentor-mentee. I like that Professor Stein, like, treats Caitlin as, like, a colleague. As, like, you know, you have this older veteran scientist that, you know, talks and treats Caitlin with the same amount of respect, even though she's, you know, like, half his age. I like their relationship a lot and how far they've also come, even though we don't get a lot of moments with them throughout the years. But anytime we do, it really adds to their characters. I like it a lot. And then, of course, we get the big rehearsal dinner, which is a great scene. It's a great way to get the characters interacting. Mick mentions, you know, didn't he try to capture Caitlin once? And she's like, yeah, don't try it again. That's a good little moment. I love Alex and Sarah together, them drinking together. And there's a good little moment with Barry and Kara, where, you know, we had that moment with Barry and Oliver. Now we get the moment with Barry and Kara. And he talks to her about, you know, being open to love and all that stuff. And then asks her to sing at his wedding. So it's a good little moment there, too. I really like that. And then we get a quick little reference to Spider-Man, where Professor Martin wants to give Jax superpowers, since he's not going to be Firestorm anymore. And Jax was excited until he figured out his only superpower was being sticky. So it's a good little Spider-Man reference in here. And then, of course, we get Joe giving the big speech at the rehearsal dinner. It's very touching. You know, it's all about love and family. And I really like it a lot. And then we get Oliver proposing to Felicity. And that's also a really good scene, too. But, of course, it ends with Felicity sort of shouting at the dinner that she doesn't want to marry Oliver. So it's a bit sad for Oliver. But overall, the rehearsal dinner scene was really great. I really like it. I love seeing all the characters interact with each other from different shows. It's a great dynamic. And it's really what makes these crossover episodes a lot of fun. And then, of course, we have the morning after where everybody wakes up and is, you know, getting ready to go off to the wedding. And my first thought was, where are all these people sleeping? But then I believe they're sleeping at Joe's and Professor Stein's house. I think the legends are at Stein's house because Mick mentions taking Stein's robe or something. And then Kara mentions Alex not coming back to Joe's house. So I guess that's where they're sleeping. But when they're all just waking up out of bed, it's like, where are these out-of-town guests staying at? And then, of course, we get a hilarious scene with a hungover Alex meeting Kara in front of the wedding. And then we get her awkwardness of trying to talk to Sarah, you know, and this whole one-night stand, you know, next-day awkwardness thing. I thought it was hilarious. And, of course, Alex is somewhat ashamed a little bit, but Kara reassures her that, hey, you know what, you're single, you're having fun at a wedding. It's no big deal. Don't worry about it. You're not doing anything wrong. Which is actually a good moment, you know. So, but it's really hilarious, just the awkwardness that Alex has with Sarah. But I really do like them together. We'll get a good scene of them in the upcoming episodes. So that's a lot of fun. And then we get an interesting scene with an unknown waitress who's the server at Barry's wedding. At the time, we didn't know who it was, but now we know that it's Nora Allen, who's Barry and Iris' daughter. From season 5 of The Flash. I totally forgot that she popped up here, like she does throughout season 4, actually. But it's an interesting little moment, of course, knowing her history with her family. It's understandable why she was so excited just to be at the wedding. Although, not knowing that context, she seems like a crazy person. But overall, it was a really beautiful wedding right up until the attack. And it was, to me, it was a total shock when the priest gets zapped out of nowhere. I forgot about that. But then, of course, it leads to, like, a really awesome fight. It's a great little line where Oliver starts off by saying, "Nazis?" And then he and Kara finish together saying, "I hate Nazis." It's a good little moment, and then, of course, everybody just, you know, starts breaking out in the fight. I assume Oliver just picked up one of the bow and arrows from one of the enemies. Otherwise, did he just bring his bow and arrow with him to the wedding? Because Mick clearly walks in without his heat wave gun, and then all of a sudden he just picks it up off the floor and he's heat wave. And so I'm like, did they bring their weapons to this wedding, or where are these coming from? It's just a little, you know, continuity error maybe, but it was kind of interesting. I love Wally. He runs up and he catches all these bullets, and I love it. He just like throws one of the bullets back into the gun, like through the gun barrel, and it jams the gun. That's a great little moment, great little use of the speed power there. And it's a shame we don't really get a whole lot of Wally in these crossovers, because I wasn't a huge fan of Wally the first run through the Flash, but I really enjoyed him in that Flash episode of Invasion. And I really enjoy seeing his how he uses his speed power compared to how Barry uses his. So I wish we get more Wally. And then speaking of awesome powers, we get a moment where Oliver shoots another arrow. So Oliver shoots his arrow to hit another arrow in midair to prevent it from hitting Harrison Wells. I was like, wow, you have to be the greatest archer in the world to hit a moving arrow with your arrow. So that's a really good little moment. Of course, he gets Cisco to breach him up to the balcony to fight his evil doppelganger. We get Supergirl fighting her evil doppelganger, Overgirl, as well. Good little fight there. And then Supergirl does this little sort of sonic clap that kind of like shuts down the Overgirl character. And it reminds me of when the Hulk does the clap at the end of the Incredible Hulk movie. But I don't remember seeing this in the Supergirl show or seeing it ever again, actually. I don't remember this being one of Supergirl's powers. I guess it maybe makes sense, but it was kind of cool, and I wish we would use it more, actually. So the whole fight scene is just, like, amazing. This episode really is just a good sort of, let's gather the team together, let's have all these cool little interactions, dialogues with them, and then we'll just, you know, introduce the villains, and they have this epic battle at the wedding, and that's just going to be this whole episode, and it was a lot of fun. I did really like a lot of this episode. There's just a lot of good stuff in this episode, and it really pays off if you're a fan of these shows, I think. Oh, although I just remembered something. We don't have Ray Palmer in this episode. Is he not on the Legends team at this point? Oh, I don't remember. Oh, I'm so confused. I just thought of that. Yeah, we didn't see Ray, so Ray was not in the episode. I don't know what happened to him over on the Legends team. I believe he's still on the show, so I don't know why he's not here, which is interesting. Maybe he'll show up in the next few episodes, I think. I have no idea, to be honest. But that's interesting. Wow, yeah, I just thought of that. Anyway, so that's pretty much the episode. I mean, it's just mostly set up with the characters, the wedding. I did notice a lot of random wedding guests just, like, walking up to the chapel and sitting in the audience. And I was like, who are all these people? I assume maybe they're just, you know, sort of side relatives, side friends of Joe's, maybe. But then, of course, at the end, they do mention that they ended up wiping their memories so that everybody's secret identities are still safe. So, because that was my concern. I was like, wait. There's all these random wedding guests there. And this battle just bursts out. Ah, okay, they just wiped their memories. It's kind of a throwaway line. And then, of course, they end up capturing one of the Nazi, they call him Prometheus, which I believe is a villain maybe around this time on the Arrow show. I have no idea for a fact, but I think that's a villain on the Arrow show. And then, of course, we'll get revealed who that villain is in the next episode, I think. And then Barry sends Wally to go off and protect Joe and Cecile. So that's why Wally isn't really in a lot of the crossover. He's on guard duty, essentially, which is kind of sad. I do like Wally. Of course, we get the reveal of the Reverse Flash is back, and specifically the season one version of Reverse Flash with Eobard Thawne wearing the face of Harrison Wells. So it's interesting that we get Earth 2 Harrison Wells, and then we're going to get the Reverse Flash Harrison Wells. Technically Eobard Thawne in disguise. At the very end, we get revealed that the Nazi archer is a doppelganger of Oliver, and that the Overgirl character is doppelganger of Supergirl. Not a huge reveal. We all kind of figured that. But then it's kind of cool seeing them team up with the Reverse Flash at the end. So that's pretty much the whole episode. I mean, it's just basically the setup, first episode, for the rest of the Crisis. And it's really great. We don't really know anything about the villains yet, but it's just all character interactions, bringing the team together. And honestly, that's really my favorite part of these Crisis episodes, crossover episodes, is just bringing the team together and seeing, you know, how these characters who normally don't interact with each other interact with other characters. So that's pretty much my thoughts for the first episode, The Crisis on Earth Part 1. We will be returning with Crisis on Earth X Part 2. Very excited to see what happens there. Let me know all of your guys' thoughts, what you guys think, what's your favorite part of this episode. My favorite part is probably the rehearsal dinner. I think the whole rehearsal dinner scene is just great. Let me know what you guys think about this episode. Do you guys like the sort of Nazi Earth X villains? Do you guys like seeing the doppelgangers? Did you guys notice Ray Palmer was missing? I didn't. What were your favorite parts? What do you guys think? How do you rank the Crisis crossover episodes so far? I think Crisis on Earth X is the best of the crossover so far, but we'll see. We still have 3 more episodes to go. So thank you everybody for listening, and until next time, I'll catch you in the next Crisis. Thank you all for listening. Here are my thoughts on the current episodes of The Flash, Supergirl, and Batwoman. Follow me over on the Stardust app at Crashly87, CrashLie87. For those bookworms out there, check out my blog, Fantastic Literature, link in the description below, for book reviews, short story reviews. And if you like the podcast, be sure to follow, like, and share it. Leave your thoughts in the comments below.